Here it is, early October, with a chance of rain all week long. Some people think this is book weather. Nancy Pearl tells KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman, no. Reading is not a seasonal activity.
For those of us who are avid readers, any time is reading weather.
Speaking of avid reader, what a great segue that is. You have brought in a book by that very title.
Yes, Avid Reader by Robert Gottlieb. And people who have read a lot about the publishing industry or The New Yorker will probably be familiar with the name Robert Gottlieb. And this is a memoir of a man who loves to read and has made his career centered around books and reading. He grew up in New York, son of a kind of typical Jewish family, middle-class family in New York, went on to be an editor at Simon & Schuster, and then took over as the head of Knopf, and then was lured away because they were both Knopf at that time, Random House, which is the parent company, Random House, and The New Yorker were both owned by Cy Newhouse, who persuaded Robert Gottlieb to move to The New Yorker to be the person who would replace Mr. Sean, the soul of The New Yorker for many, many years. So Robert Gottlieb replaced Sean and Mr. Sean because he never wanted anybody to go by Bill. And then has continued. He's no longer doing that kind of work, but he's very active in the arts community in New York. What I loved about this book is that it's kind of a high-class gossip column. Let's not say high class, a literary gossip column, because he knew everyone and he worked with everyone. So he was the editor for example, Catch 22. And he tells the story, which some people will be familiar with, is that it was originally going to be called Catch 18. That was the title that they were going through the publishing process. And then there was an announcement in the trade papers that Leon Uris was publishing his new book, which was Myla 18. So they knew they had to change it, and they came up with 22. So he worked with best-selling writers. He is somebody who, he's in his mid-80s now, and this is not a book that settles scores at all. I mean, Robert Gottlieb, to me, reading this, came across as a thoroughly nice guy.
Since Robert Gottlieb started in the publishing industry, it has been transformed, I would imagine.
Yes.
And one of the things, as you're speaking, Nancy, is that I started wondering was whether there are these kinds of jobs for avid readers anymore. Does that kind of pathway exist for somebody who loves the written word and wants to foster writers?
My experience, as limited as it has been with the publishing world, well, not so limited, it's been pretty yeah. extensive with the publishing world, is that yes, there is a place for that.
So you mentioned this was sort of literary gossip. Does Robert Gottlieb give any insight as to why he loves this kind of work so much?
I think that he is somebody who is full of enthusiasm, but it's an enthusiasm that goes outward in a way. I mean, his technique for editing is to have the perfect book. This is what he says, to have the kind of perfect book and not be concerned with how commercially successful it would be.
So you're telling me essentially this is a behind-the-scenes-ish memoir.
Totally. And it's so much fun.
The book is called Avid Reader, and if you are an avid reader, you'll probably love it. The author, Robert Gottlieb, G-O-T-T-L-I-E-B. Nancy Pearl, that one sounds like a lot of fun for an October afternoon read.
Nancy was with KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman there, and you'll find all of Nancy's book picks at our website, kuow.org.